Hello?
The man, the myth, the legend.
Hello?
The man, the myth, the legend.
The man, the myth, the legend. Who was this?
You forget about me already?
You sound familiar.
That's right. I'm always eating, man.
Oh, all right. What's up, Zach?
What are you doing?
I'm working, man. I got to get this money, man.
What are you working?
Working on getting ready to go visit a property right now.
Is it on the MLS?
I got a lead.
You don't have to lie to me. I don't care. I think you should do what you should do.
I know that. Forrest just don't want to work with realtors, you know, so I get it, you know. It's easier for me to do it, you know what I'm saying, because I'm just getting started off.
Yeah.
It's easier for me to do that. I can't, you know what I'm saying, just jump into the game and do it. You're trying to
build your capital. I get it.
Yeah, you know, that's the best way that I know how to do it.
Yeah,
it works for me for right now. But yeah, I ain't doing nothing, man. Zach, just trying to get shit done, going out here and seeing what this house look like, and see what happens. Yeah, how about yourself, man?
Locking and loading, man. Locking and loading.
Oh, you buddy? Oh, you?
Yeah.
Y'all got a lot of shit going on?
Yeah.
I figured.
But, I hadn't heard from you, so I said, let me see where he's at.
Well, I appreciate you thinking about me, Zach. You know, I thought you forgot about me, too, man. I said, I can't call y'all because I don't have any deals off the MLS.
It's because you don't have any deals. That doesn't mean shit, dude. Bring if you got something, bring it to me. We're going to look at it observantly and diligently instead of just shooting the gun.
All right. That sounds like the plan. Yeah, because,
you got this one under contract yet or not yet?
No, not yet. This one just out the way.
Where's it at?
It's all here in Hopewell.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no guarantees yet. You know, but I just came from a property from out on the south side looking at that one. That one's pretty That one's pretty banged up. You know, saying up, see what's gonna happen with that. And the one I just came from is a realtor's a realtor friend of mine. It's his property.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so gonna see, see if he likes my offer. He was in the real estate business.
What's it worth?
Huh?
What's it worth?
Where it's on the south side, man, is in the Oak Grove area off of Jefferson Davis. You know, so it's they doing a lot of building out that way. You know, it's
you
just a small price. House.
Are you saying you don't know?
You saying no, it's worth no, I do know what I think it might be worth,
What's it worth?
After it's fixed up and all. You know what I'm saying? It'd probably be because it's a small house. About $180,000 after it's fixed up.
What's he asking?
$100,000?
He's asking $100,000?
Yeah.
Get him down to that 60-70 range.
They ain't going for that.
Don't disqualify what he won't go for. Is that what he said?
Yeah, because he already knows the market. You know, he knows that it's gonna be worth money, fixed up. You don't gotta do a lot to it. You know. You know how people is, man. They ain't gonna it's kind of hard to get somebody to go down for a real low price, man, and be successful at it.
If you can have an abundance mindset, then you can do it. And you
I can do it, Zach. It's just what I'm saying. If they're not gonna go for it, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, you can get it under contract and then walk them down. You know, that's a different story. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
But just going out there with a low ball number, they ain't going for that shit. They be like, hell no. You know? And then once they get under contract, then they be like, well, I guess we better go ahead with them, man, because they don't want to take it back off and put it back on the market and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? They give them a little bit to think about, you know?
So if you plan on doing that as your new strategy, what I would say is, if you're going to tie something up, be like, look, I don't want to do this, but, you know, I like the area, so I'm willing to give it a shot. And then you tie it up for whatever they agree to. Then when you walk them back down, you're like, I told you I'd try. I can't make it work. We got to do this or I'm out.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good strategy. You know what I'm saying? That sounds pretty damn good. I like that. Seems like you've got them locked in, and, you know, in most cases, man, you know, they'll just go ahead and go with it, especially if they ain't got nothing.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm going to do. I got one property under contract in Petersburg.
Right now?
Yep. Hold on for a minute, Zach. Hold on.
Thanks for lunch, baby.